obedient, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance. But as he which called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manners of conversation or conduct. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we're thankful this evening for the people that came back. And Lord, we pray that you would grant the power of the Spirit of the living God in this meeting this evening. We pray for the radio broadcast tomorrow, Lord, that it would be a maybe touch someone, maybe somebody would be saved. We pray that you would continue to save souls here at the Elizabeth Baptist Church. We pray that there's maybe somebody is not here because they don't want to be here. But Lord, we pray that they would give them a desire to be back to God's house. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen. Now this message title is going to be on Be Ye Holy. Be Ye Holy. Now we're going to look at different areas of holiness with regard to this particular text. Five areas of holiness that I want to share with you. And the first one is, be holy in your talk. Be holy in your talk. That's a trouble for a lot of people today, don't you think? A lot of people have trouble in the things that they say. I think God's people should have a clean mouth. Do y'all think? I think their mouth should be clean. I want to be clean in public, and I also want to be clean in secret. I want to be clean both ways, because if you're not clean in secret, then you're a hypocrite. And I don't think I just don't want to be a hypocrite. I want to be real, and I want to be true. And more than anything else, I want to be clean where God sees. And where God sees is what matters. It's what matters the most to me. So, we need to be, clean in our talk. And I'm also going to talk a little bit about profanity in this particular thing. Seems like everybody in the world cusses now. I mean, it's just got worse and worse and worse and worse. It used to be a kind of a fad. Young people would do it, and but now it just seems like everybody does it. And it's just not everybody, but a lot of people do. And I guess they think it's, I don't know why they do it. There's a lot of good words you could say without cussing and or using the Lord's name in vain and things of that nature. It's just better. And I think we need to be holy in our talk. And one of the things, especially you young people, there's very few children in high schools, in colleges and things. There's very few of them that don't cuss. Do y'all agree? Most of them cuss. There's a few. There's saved children. We got saved children. We got people in college and things that love the Lord, serve the Lord. But there's a lot of people that have trouble with the way that they talk. And they use a lot of foul language. Now, one of the reasons why that is that's all they see. And that's all they hear. When I say it's all they see, if you got a television, it's just filled with filth. Do y'all agree? I mean, you think this is going to be a regular show. It's going to be a regular channel. And it's, you know, this won't be that bad. But now you go to saying this won't be that bad, but not being that bad is still bad, isn't it? It's still bad. Beloved, I want to be clean. I want to be clean in my talk. And one of the things that will make you stand out as being different is if you're one of those people that don't use foul language. Man, that kind of keeps you out here of being weird now, isn't it? I don't want to embarrass you, but I'm going to do it anyway. Poor old Stewie, he used to cuss every breath. I'm telling you about him. I'm telling you for a reason. The reason why I'm telling you that is, buddy, when Stewie come into the church that morning, about an hour before time for Sunday school to even start, he wanted to get saved that morning. And when he got saved that morning, God took away that filthy mouth. All God's people said. That same day. And I thought that was a wonderful thing. I mean, it happened almost immediately. If you knew him, like I did and still do, it changed him. And that's a blessing for everybody in the church to see. God can change people's mouth. All God's people say it. He can change people's mouth. And I think it's important that people do that. Man, the old thing is getting worse. I think it's getting worse. I mean, the scripture says that wicked men will wax worse and worse, and I think it has. And people are picking up things, especially young people are picking up things earlier now than it used to be. And it's just not a good thing. So, the first, in this message called Be Ye Holy, the first thing I want you to see, and I'm going to give it to you again, is be holy in your talk. Keep your language clean. Especially around your children. Keep it clean. But I want to tell you something. God hears what you say. Do y'all believe it? And that really is all makes a difference for me. I want to be clean where God sees. You know, I can. One of the hardest things that I had to do to quit doing is I had a foul mouth at one time. Boy, it was awful. But when the Lord's worked on my heart, then it worked on my mouth. When he worked on my heart, he also did a workover on my mouth. And you'll see that. That's a wonderful thing. Stewie was 10 times worse than I was back in the day. But it's just the truth. It's just the truth. That's just the way that it was. But guess what? We're different now. All God's people say it. And the Lord's the one that done that. I didn't do that on my own, and Stewie didn't do that on his own, and others here didn't do it on their own. God did it. God did it. And now, I look back at it now, and it's just something you don't want to do. Alright? That was the first point. Be holy in your talk. And if you talk right, so to speak, and you don't use foul language and don't use the Lord's name in vain, you know what people will wonder when they listen to you very long? If they don't hear you using profanity, they'll think, I bet that person's a Christian. Have you ever had that happen? Where somebody will come up and go, I notice you don't talk like everybody else. Are you a Christian? You don't think it's an honor for somebody to say that? Man, that's what you want to have. Now, you don't want to do that so you're going to brag on it or anything. You want to do that because it brings honor and praise to the name of the one that saved you. That's why I want to do it. Okay? So be holy in your talk. Number two. Be holy in your house. This is going to sound goofy to you probably, but be holy in your house. I want to tell you a little something. What you are in the house, it's what you are. What you are in public sometimes, you can put on in public. But what you really want is you want to be holy in your house when nobody is around but your Savior. He sees you in the house. Let me say a little something else about this while I'm talking about being holy in the house. That's where the TV's at, right? Is the TV in the house? How many of you have a TV in the house? I'm not going to holler at you over TV. You got a TV in the house. You got to watch what's on there anymore. You really do have to watch it. It can take over your mind if you're not careful. Do y'all agree? It can completely take you over if you're not careful. So you need to be holy in the house. We have all kinds of devices in the house where you can bring things in that's not good. Man, you need to keep your house pure. All God's people say, especially if you got kids. They don't need to see that junk that's on there. Let me just say this one more time. Keep it clean for your children. Keep it clean. That's what they need to see in you. One of the things I think is the problem, is that there's a lot of people that have a spiritual taste, kind of, but yet they're not what they should be. They're not what they should be. They a lot of times they have the same kind of nasty talk, and sometimes they do it in the house also. So you need to be holy where at? Be holy in the house. Be ye holy, for I'm holy. Every one of us here tonight has been born again. We represent Jesus. Do y'all agree? Now, I'm an ambassador. Did y'all know I was an ambassador? That's what we are, all of us. Everybody here tonight, I think, is born again. But the most important thing in the world is to be a good ambassador for Jesus. So everywhere I go and everywhere you go, looks back on Jesus. And you know what? When somebody knows that I'm saved, I want them to know that I'm not a hypocrite. That is true. That I'm not just putting on a show. We want to be true. All right. We're looking at holiness tonight. Be ye holy, for I am holy. That's the main part of the text. Be holy in your what? What's the first one? Be holy in your what? Be holy in your talk. Be holy in your talk. Number two, be holy in your house. See, you can be holy in your house. You know, what's really true is when nobody is there but you and God. That shows whether you're true or not. We want to be holy in the house. Some are good. I mean, you can look at some of the different places that... Let me go ahead and read this again. Be ye holy in your house. We have all kinds of devices in the house. Some are good, some are dangerous. That can lead folks into what? That can lead folks into sin. And you got to be extra, extra watchful for that. For yourself. Beloved, there's such a thing as an addiction for that. Do y'all agree? There's such a thing as addiction for that. There's people that gets hold of them movies and some of them trashy movies and it just takes them over. And it hurts their family and it causes divorces and all these kinds of things. It's a horrible thing. I want to be holy in my talk and I want to be holy in my house. All God's people said. I want my grandbabies, when they come, to think that this is a good holy place to be. I want them to see godly things when they come to my home. That's what I want. And I think it's an important thing that God's people do that. You should be able to see that. Be ye holy. Be holy in your talk. Be holy in your house. Used to be, I don't remember if my grandmother or who it was did it. Here's the statement that they would make. God can see you. That's what she used to say. God's can see how you're acting right now. That's what they did. God can see how you're acting right now. God can see how you're carrying on right now. He is the God that sees. He is the God that sees. One of the Hebrew words is El Roi. El Roi. What does it mean? He's the God that sees. So be holy in your house. Be holy in your conduct. All right, number three. Be holy on your job. I used to work for a living. Y'all realize that? Yeah, I used to work for a living. I used to work at a drum plant. They did about 13, 14 years. Carried Stewie for 14 years, that's for sure. be, you want to be holy on your job. You know, if you work on a job and you have your different people that work there, they become almost like family to you. Do y'all agree? I mean, I look a little Danny, I call him little Danny all the way down to the day. Little Danny back here. He worked on a job with me and Stewie. And you get close to people that way. But so you want to be holy on your job. They should be able to tell that you're a Christian. You should act like a Christian if you're a Christian. People should be able to see that and tell that on you. I want people to know that I'm born. I want people to know that I'm born again. Not to brag on myself, but so that I may represent Jesus good. All God's people say it. That's what I want. Be holy on your job. Be holy on your job. They used to have quotas you had to make. And there's different ways of stealing. Do y'all agree? There truly is different ways to steal things. And used to be at one of the jobs that I worked on, you had to have a quota. You had to have a quota to make. And for instance, you might have had to get 100 different kinds of things in a basket so your quota would be met. And there's different ways that people can steal too. Do you believe you can steal time? You can steal time. Do y'all agree? You can steal time. In this particular situation that I was talking about, being holy on your job, what this person did, you had to make like 150 tickets, you know, to get your quota. Say, I'm just going to use it like that. And what this person did is they had their stickers, and instead of putting them on the boxes, you had to put them on the boxes. Instead of putting them on the boxes, you know what they did? They throwed them all in the trash. Wasn't that smart? They throwed them all in the trash, so nobody picked anything. People started looking and started looking around up there at Hex, and guess what? They started finding them all over the place, but nothing was pulled. Is that theft? Yep. Absolutely it was. Yep. And you know, here's why I'm telling you this. This is what I used to do at Hex. There's about five of us boys. We'd go up in the back, and you know what we did? We'd go to the back and pray. The preacher would go to the back, and then I'd have about five boys back, and they'd go back with me. We'd go back here and pray. We'd go back here and pray. That's what we did. And there's one boy with me. And you know what he did? He was one of the ones that throwed all the tickets away to make his quota go up high as you could get, you know. You think that's a good testimony? A horrible thing. That's theft is what it is. It's theft. So I went back. I knew who it was. So I went back and I went to the back and I was going to prayer meeting because we had that certain time. You know what? He didn't show up. He didn't show up at all. He knew I knew. He knew it. And what did I do? I said, you're out of here. I said, you prayed with me and turned right around and stole from the company. Just as much theft as anything else you could have done. Isn't that a horrible way to live? Embarrassing thing, man. I'm telling you, God's people should be holy on their job. God's people should be holy on their job. Be holy in your talk. Be holy in your house. Be holy on your job. Do your job. You know, God's people usually don't require someone to watch over them. Good workers don't have to be watched over. They just do their job. All God's people say it. And that's how Christian people are supposed to be. And I hope that's how you are. This is D. And this is for the young people. Be holy at your school. Be holy at your school. Some of you's going to college, I think. Some of you still in different kinds of schools. Be holy at your school. Conduct yourself right. I love my old football coach, Dick Darby. And me and him was tight. I mean, just tight as you could get. And Coach Darby was mean, too. But he took a liking to me. And you know who I was? He knew John Henderson, and he knew John Henderson was my pastor. And first 2 years of high school, I always got in trouble. I mean, trouble for everything. I was a good boy, but I just got in trouble all the time. It was a constant thing to happen to me. You know what happened? When the Lord touched my heart, all of that changed. You know how the scripture says old things pass away? All things becomes new. There's going to be a difference. There's new. And told you just about Coach. I just love my old coach. But let me tell you about Dick Darby. One of the things he noticed, he said, Jeff, you quit getting in trouble. And he talked to Preacher John one time, and he said, you know, Jeff's different than he was, isn't he? He said, yep. And he witnessed to Coach Darby, too. John did. He did. He witnessed to him. And just passing it down. So be holy at your school. Be holy at your school. If you're a Christian, act like a Christian. Conduct yourself as a Christian. This is the next one. This is number five, I think. I wrote this down, and I don't know if I shared it with you in the past. I know you've heard this terminology before, but have you ever heard El Roi? Has anybody? El Roi. Do you know what El Roi means? The God that sees. That's what it means. The God who sees. It's God who sees me. El Roi. Does God always see you? Yeah. Night, day, go across the whole world. God is the God that always sees you. And we want to conduct ourselves that way. He is the God who sees. Beloved, I want to see. I want to be clean where God sees. I want to be clean where God sees. I really do. I want to be clean, and I want to be real. Don't want to be no hypocrite. Don't want to put on a show. I want to be real. That's how God's people are supposed to be. All God's people say it. That's how they're supposed to be. All right. I'll go back over here in a little bit, then I'm going to close you out. God gives you space. I wanted to close with it. God gives you space for repentance, too. When a child of God sins, God will give you space for repentance. And if you're living in a way that's not right and you drifted and all these kinds of things that sometimes people do, flesh people do, of course, He gives us space for repentance. Let's turn to Revelations 2. I think I got the right one. Revelations chapter 2. Revelations chapter 2. And the verse 21. I hope it's right. Revelation chapter 2 and the verse 21. Here it mentions, let's start down at verse 20. Revelation 2:20. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against you, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth her a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed to idols. Now notice what it says here. And I gave her space to repent. That's what I was talking about. Space for repentance. Sometimes God will do that for His people. He gives you space for repentance. Well, beloved, this message this evening's title is Be Ye Holy. That's a problem all the way down to the day. There's a lot of Christians out there in name, but they don't always live the life. I'm not responsible for everybody in the world. You know what I mean? I try to keep myself where I need to be. Do y'all believe it? I try to keep myself where I should be. People talk about all these different people and this people and these people and all these things, what they're not doing. Hey, it's a full-time job to watch after myself. And God watches after me. And I trust in Him. And it's important that God's people have a close walk with Jesus. Okay, let me close this out now. And here's what, Be Ye Holy was the message. Five areas of holiness. Be holy in your talk. Be holy in your house. Be holy in your house. Be holy on your job. Be holy at your school. Remember the word El Roi, the God who sees you. And then last of all, remember that God gives space also for repentance. How is it with you this evening? If you're here this evening and